online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Nicola Everett.
A man's been charged with terrorism-related murder and attempted murder after a van attack outside a mosque in North London. One man died and several others were injured after a vehicle was driven at worshippers leaving prayers in Finsbury Park on Monday. 47-year-old Darren Osborne from Cardiff will appear before magistrates later.
KMFM News.
Police investigating the Grenfell Tower fire have revealed insulation as well as cladding tiles have failed safety tests. Scotland Yard's also warned forensic searches might not be finished by the end of the year. It's thought 79 people died in the blaze, but Detective Superintendent Fiona McCormack fears she doesn't know the full picture because of people's immigration concerns.
This is painstaking work that is going on 24/7 at the moment. Our Casualty Bureau has been open 24/7 to get these numbers out. These are the numbers that we are working through. I fear that there are more. I do not know who they are at the moment.
There's a warning this lunchtime from police after reports of sex assaults on two women near a Kent train station. They've both told officers they were touched inappropriately by a man after leaving Edenbridge station late on Tuesday night. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. Dozens of firefighters have been tackling a large fire on an industrial estate in Herne Bay. Crews were called to a building on Eddington Lane just after 8 this morning. People living nearby have been told to keep windows and doors closed because of the smoke. Station manager Dave Nolan is in charge of crews at the scene.
We very quickly got control of the incident and stopped it spreading inside the factory unit. So that was the plan, and the crews worked extremely hard. The employees here on site were really cooperative in working with us to make sure we could stop the fire spreading.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Theresa May's promised that EU citizens living in the UK will be allowed to stay after Brexit. She set out proposals to fellow leaders in Brussels. They're dependent on the same rights being given to Brits living in other European countries. Well, today marks exactly a year since this happened.
David Cameron is resigning as Prime Minister after the UK voted to leave the European Union.
I love this country and I feel honoured to have served it.
It was only this week that formal negotiations on how the split will actually work got underway, though. Article 50 was actually triggered back in March, and it gave politicians 2 years to agree on a deal. Dr. Adrian Pabst is a politics expert at the University of Kent. He says both sides have shared interests.
Europe is still in a situation where the economy is not doing as well as it needs to 10 years after the financial crash, where there are threats to national and European security from terrorism. So really, it's in no one's interest for Brexit to weaken the economy on each side or undermine our security.
A Kent MP has called on the government to help secure the future of the Kent and Canterbury Hospital. Temporary changes were brought in earlier this week, meaning patients needing urgent care are now taken to Ashford or Margate instead. It's because there aren't enough consultants at the site to train and supervise junior doctors. Faversham MP Helen Whateley has been discussing it in the Commons.
No commitment has been made on when acute services will return to Canterbury. There's great scepticism, I'm afraid, about the efforts being made to recruit consultants. Public trust has been lost.
A woman's been rescued after getting trapped on a balcony during a fire at a house in Ramsgate. Crews were called to Ware Avenue last night. She was taken to hospital as a precaution. And events have got underway on the main stage at Glastonbury with a minute's silence. It was to remember those affected by terror attacks in Manchester and London. Radiohead are tonight's headliners. Ed Sheeran closes the festival on Sunday.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Lucy's got the latest from Priestfield now, and a look ahead to the Women's Cricket World Cup.
Well, Gillingham's latest new signing has been chatting to KMFM.
It feels like a bit of a new chapter and a new challenge for me, but I'm really looking forward to it. To be honest, I'm looking forward to working with new players as well and a new manager. It's just good to freshen things up every now and again.
That's former Yeovil Town and Bolton Wanderers striker Tom Eaves, who's agreed a 2-year deal at the League One side. In the meantime, striker Cody McDonald has ended his spell at Gillingham. The 31-year-old, who made over 200 appearances for the club and scored 79 goals, is heading to rivals AFC Wimbledon after turning down the offer of a new contract. And in cricket, England have suffered a blow ahead of the start of their Women's World Cup. Opening batsman Laura Winfield is out of tomorrow's first match against India because of a wrist injury. Kent's Tammy Beaumont and Laura Marsh are both in the squad for the tournament.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.